Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, unfortunately, we have a lot of news to get to, even though my opening piece might consider fluff. But don't worry, we are going to hit some of the topics, such as Biden administration wants to pay for pre-K, free pre-K, 2 years college education. Sounds really good, you know. Now that I'm older, it's like I could have benefited from that. So we'll talk about some of the programs that the Biden administration wants to implement and what that could cost us. But will it cost us less in the end? So we're going to talk about that. Apparently, a boy traveled to Hawaii with his parents and unfortunately died of COVID. We're going to talk about the COVID cases rising in children. There was a Texas man who was mowing the lawn. This is why guys don't like to mow the lawn. You know, when we go, okay, you need to mow the lawn, and they're like, I don't want to. Well, apparently, he mowed the lawn, and he got attacked by a swarm of bees, and he died of cardiac arrest. It's bee season, so we need to talk about bees, and we need to talk about, you know, you don't bug the bees won't bug you. How do you know what bugs the bees? Bees are really, really sensitive these days, and they're just going to attack no matter what. So we're going to talk about bees and, you know, bugging the bees and why bee stings could unfortunately put you at risk for heart attacks. Then the CDC has come out discussing that maybe younger women do need a warning for the Johnson & Johnson possible side effect of blood clots. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy. Stick your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I'm, you know, in my late 40s, okay? There's no secret there. And you would think I would be telling people my name correctly. And I pronounce my name incorrectly. I've been doing this for decades. I know how to pronounce my name. I just don't pronounce my name correctly. And I figured, you know, now that we have so many affiliates, there's listeners throughout the country, and I love you guys for doing it, I really don't want word getting out that I don't know how to say my name. So my name is Dahlia, right? But it's pronounced Dahlia. And it's very hard to go, hi, this is a Dr. Dahlia Show, okay? It's kind of hard to say. And I was kind of illuminated on why maybe I need to start saying my name correctly. One is when Gal Gadot was, you know, making it big and people were going, oh, Gal, or it's like Gal, it's Gal, like Dahlia. Like, but you don't say your name like that. You say your name Dahlia. Well, that's because it's Americanized. That's the American form of it's a Dahlia. But it's, and, in Latina, it's maybe Dahlia, Dahlia, but in Israeli, it's Dahlia. And I've been pronouncing my name wrong. And I didn't realize this until I was on an interview with John Phillips yesterday on KBC. And a woman called in, goes, hi, John. Hi, Dahlia. And I'm like, wait a second. She pronounced my name right. I mean, I haven't heard anybody pronounce my name like that for decades, for a long, long time. And I'm like, how does she know how to pronounce my name? And then she goes, so I'm traveling to Israel, and I'm supposed to get a COVID blood test, and why am I getting a blood test if I've been vaccinated? I'm like, that's it. Okay, you're Israeli. That's how you knew how to pronounce my name. So, you know, I think I probably need to do a little bit of a better job being more accurate. You know, being a physician, you guys want facts. and you want to know that somebody who has gone to college for as many years as I have and reads as much as I read, you know, should probably at least know how to pronounce my name. And, we're going to be talking about, apparently Russia has listed America as, you know, the least friendly country. All right. There's a lot of misconceptions about people and where they're from and their roots. I'm American. I was born in America, but my father was from Israel. My mom's American, so I'm half Cleveland. I'm not a Cleveland Brown fan to the degree I should be. No. Mayfield's awesome. Cleveland's awesome. It's just I became a Dallas Cowboy fan. I forget how that happened, but I did. Cut me some slack, Jack. So I am half Cleveland, half Israeli. It's a really good mix. It's a fantastic, fantastic mix. I think the mix between Cleveland and Israeli is I love food. I love sports. I love, archery and shooting and I like warm weather, but I really like snow. I love snow and I love green and I don't know. I just think it's a very interesting mix. But if I don't pronounce my name correctly, that is a problem. So that's how you pronounce my name, Dahlia. All right. But it's going to be Doc Dolly. We'll just make that easy. But here's my issue with Dolly. So my mom thought that Dahlia was too ethnic, that it could possibly either cause some sort of, stereotype or bullying in school. So my mom thought to prevent any bullying, she would call me Dolly as my nickname. Now, I don't know what planet she was living on, but Dolly Parton, who I love, I'm a huge fan of, Dolly Parton was somebody that the kids were very in tune to her body curves. And maybe I would have been flat-chested, you know, my whole life. But because my mom named me Dolly, and I, for years, was, you know, bullied about later having big boobs, I think maybe that's how it happened. I love Dolly Parton. I think she's awesome. I couldn't imagine going through a whole, you know, lifetime with the name of Dolly. It's a cute name, but, you know, you get, like, you know, do you know what color shoes you're wearing? No. Well, why is that, Dolly? So anyway, people were pretty, pretty rough calling me Dolly. That's why I later kind of corrected everybody and said, look, my name is Dahlia. And where is that from? Well, it's from my birth certificate. You got a problem with that? So quit the bullying. When we come back, we're going to talk about how Russia puts the U.S. at the top of the unfriendly countries list. Are Americans really that unfriendly? Are we being that unfriendly? I mean, I'll go to a store, and if my mask slips, people are all over me. If I'm standing in line trying to get a burger, people are, you're too close. I'm noticing Americans are a lot more rude than we like to try to pretend we aren't. We aren't, ain't, whatever. 1-877-DOT-DAHLIA. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, this is, I can't pronounce her name. Ningji wants some clarification on the mask mandate and the CDC. Okay, great question. Let's go to masks really quickly. For you, those of you guys who listened to the show yesterday, I got to announce breaking news. Woohoo! I got to announce the breaking news. And the breaking news was the CDC had provided guidance on those who were vaccinated, what you got to do with your mask. Now, I know a lot of people ripped it off like a bra. You know, said, I am done. But if you actually look at the infographic on the interim public health recommendations for fully vaccinated people, you still do need to wear a mask in certain areas. So what they did is they did this really nice infographic where green meant you were pretty safe, yellow meant less safe, red meant least safe. So they said the safest for fully vaccinated people was being able to walk, run, or bike outdoors with members of your household. Attend a small outdoor gathering with fully vaccinated family and friends. Attend a small outdoor gathering with fully vaccinated and unvaccinated people. How do you tell if somebody has a vaccine or not? I mean, somebody's walking up to you. Are they vaccinated or are they not? You could dine at an outdoor restaurant with friends from multiple households if you've been vaccinated. If you've been vaccinated, you could attend a crowd, outdoor event, live performance, parade, or sport event, but you need to wear the mask. So in those previous ones, you probably don't have to wear a mask. But if it's going to be a parade, if you're going to go to a Golden Knights game, watch the Cowboys play or the Cleveland Browns, they say to still wear a mask. So masks are still needed for public crowds. They also say wear a mask at the barber or hair salon. Now, it's very hard to go to the barber while wearing a mask if the barber is doing a shave on you. But apparently some of the cosmetology boards allow a very temporary removal of the mask and put it back on. But if you go to the hair salon or the barber, you still have to wear a mask. If you go to an indoor shopping center or museum and you're vaccinated, even if it's uncrowded, they still want you to wear a mask. So you could dine at an outdoor restaurant and be at outdoor gatherings, but if it's indoor, there's a mask. So for those of you that really want to follow, you know, the quote-unquote law by a T, and you're trying to remember all this stuff, outdoor, probably not needing a mask as long as there's no crowds. Indoor, yep. If you're going to be riding public transportation, wear a mask. If you're going to attend an indoor gathering of fully vaccinated and unvaccinated people from multiple households, they're still recommending a mask. If you're going to the movies, wear a mask. If you're praying and you're going to church, temple, mosque, you have to wear, or they want you to wear a mask. If you sing in an indoor chorus, all right, so me, now I'm going to put the mask on. Me. I don't know. Maybe it makes you sound better. But yeah, so if you are going to sing in a chorus, you need to wear the mask. If you're going to eat in an indoor restaurant or bar, wear a mask. I guess take it down between bites. If you're going to participate in an indoor high-intensity exercise class, getting your heart rate up to 150 or 180, breathing as hard and quickly as you can as you're, you know, pedaling on that bike or treadmill, they want you to wear a mask. I have a problem with that one, but because they don't want people, I guess, getting exposed at a gym. If you haven't been vaccinated, there's two times the CDC says that you don't have to wear a mask. If you're walking, running, or biking outdoors with members of your own household, you don't have to have a mask. If you're going to a small outdoor gathering with fully vaccinated family and friends, you're probably safe without a mask. But then for everything else, they want you to wear a mask. If there's going to be unvaccinated people around you, wear a mask. If you're going to be eating outside, mask. These are for the unvaccinated people. Outdoor event, salon, museum, public transportation, mask. They say you're the least safe in an indoor movie theater, in a church, singing in a chorus. So, you know, I think the CDC is slowly trying to transition to looking like they're listening to the public, looking like they're not being, very obtrusive and controlling, but without being hypocritical and doing a 180 degree turn on their prior recommendations. So I think what we're going to see from the CDC is a very smooth appearing transition to, all right, I guess you could be outside without a mask. I guess you could be, you know, maybe at a restaurant with friends from multiple households. Now, I, as a physician, I respect the CDC. I respect our local public health officials. But if we're using the same scientific theories and reasonings for the original mandates for the masks and the outdoor masks, when you start to look at some of the loosening of guidelines, you're like, okay, really? So, I mean, if you're among a bunch of people outdoors, right, from multiple households, and you had a vaccine, you are probably safe. But you're still around multiple people. And if they've been telling us that the vaccine is 95% effective, there's going to be 5% of individuals that might not have protection. So when you look at this, you're like, okay, well, you're trying to tell them that they're safe, but you already scared all of us all this time, saying we can't be around others even outside, where bars and restaurants had to be closed and we had to wear masks. And now you're saying the mask could come off. But then you're saying, well, the Johnson & Johnson shot is only 72% effective, so we have a 28% chance of getting the COVID virus. You see how the CDC was never going to win. How do they loosen their regulations with people going vaccinated? But 4 months ago, you said this. 6 months ago, you said this. So I think what they're going to do is eat some of their words and just start saying, okay, if you've been vaccinated, you get to do this. You get to do this. They also, remember, want to dangle a carrot. They want to make sure that people still want to get the vaccine. So they want to show that you are going to enjoy additional liberties if you get vaccinated. So we'll talk a little bit more about that, but for clarification, I put this on my Facebook page and website and Twitter, and the infographic is on the CDC website on mask versus no mask, vaccinated versus unvaccinated. Now, a mask, I think, covers your friendliness. Yep, you want to smile at somebody, you want them to see that you're friendly, the mask kind of prevents that. Well, apparently, the U.S. has been placed on a list of countries Russia considers to be unfriendly. Russian Foreign Policy, or Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova, announced over the weekend that the U.S. would be on the list following a presidential decree on April 23rd. And in a graphic, we led the list of countries unfriendly to Russia. And it was on Russia's Channel 1. Also named were the Ukraine, Lithuania, Poland, Latvia, Czech Republic, Estonia, United Kingdom, and Georgia. So apparently, Russia wants to notify their residents, their country people, that U.S. is mean. They don't want Russians to like the U.S. Even Australia, they're like the nicest people on the planet. So the list matched countries named earlier by the Izvestia newspaper. They also threw Canada in there. Oh, man, Russia's mad at all of us. So apparently things have been, this is all symbolic, they say, and the consequences of us kind of having issues with our diplomacy with Russia. And there's been a lot of criticism of Russia from multiple countries, and I think this is kind of their way of saying, look, you know, up yours. We are going to say you are unfriendly. So these diplomatic spats, I don't know if it's going to escalate or not, but once a country says that we are not a friendly, what are they gearing up for? 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Democrat governor of California, Gavin Newsom, recall will take place this fall. This Sherman Oaks bar owner was shut down, all the while Newsom's policies allowed a TV production company to stay open 50 feet away with nearly an identical setup. Angela Marchant on Fox News.
This is our chance as a state to say, no, we're going to hold you accountable, and you are now fired.
Recall organizer Randy Economy says the signatures for recall were bipartisan.
So again, this has not been a Republican movement. It's not been a Democratic movement. It's been a California movement. We can't live in a one-party state forever, and I think those days are going to be over with, and thank goodness we've gotten to this point. I'm so excited.
On the eve of his 100 days in office, President Biden will deliver his first address to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday night. It'll take place at 9 p.m. Eastern on most networks. This is USA Radio News. Lawmakers in Washington are gearing up to combat the cartels taking advantage of the new border policies set by President Biden. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Department of Homeland Security is out with a new plan targeting the cartels that are behind the rush of human smuggling at the southern border. It's winning praise from Republicans like Louisiana Congressman Clay Higgins, the ranking member on the Homeland Security Subcommittee on Border Security.
Every child they smuggle or use to distract from their loads of drugs and sex trafficking makes them more emboldened.
There are 10 major drug cartels identified in Central America. The United States has been placed on a list of countries Russia considers to be unfriendly, despite optimism of a summit between the two countries this summer. Also named unfriendly, Ukraine, Lithuania, Poland, Latvia, Czech Republic, Estonia, United Kingdom, and the country of Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Docadali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a story we're going to talk about a little bit later this show is how in New York, some pet stores may not be able to sell dogs, cats, and rabbits with new legislation aiming to protect animals who are being breeded at mills so fast that they don't have really good living and health conditions. So a law might be passed to limit animal sales or pet sales such as dogs, cats, and rabbits at the store. So helping us on the animal rights front is Asher Smith, litigation manager for the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA Foundation. Asher, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for all your great work. So, you know, you've been actually very active with some of the things that are going on with owls. And interestingly, in Brazil, they just identified two new species of owls that are already endangered. So what's been going on the owl front?
Sure. Now, like all animals, owls are individuals with distinct personalities who deserve our respect. They live in communities built on complex social relationships. They mate for life. They help each other parent their young. They even demonstrate empathy. They experience joy and can suffer, just like humans and other species. But PETA is in federal court right now, and I'm on your show today because of what's happening to 30 barn owls at Johns Hopkins University. These animals will have their skulls cut open by experimenters, electrodes jammed into their brains, mutilating their brain tissue, be tightly confined and bombarded with jarring sounds and images for up to 12 hours until they will all eventually be killed. And this is all allowed to happen without any of the protections guaranteed by the Federal Animal Welfare Act. That shouldn't be allowed. That's not allowed under the Constitution. And PETA is telling a federal court to fix this.
Can I ask what... I understand owls and all the benefits they provide in nature. What makes them so attractive in the science and research sector? What is it about owls that make them so, I guess, sought after for animal research?
That's a great question. That really gets at why these experiments are so needlessly gruesome. So experiments like these going on at Johns Hopkins are not happening because they're about finding cures for humans or because this kind of torture of owls will advance scientific development in a way that helps humans. It's simply that it allows experimenters to churn out data about owls that lets them keep taxpayer money flowing through federal grants. As the experimenters admit in their grant application, they study owls because they think it's easier. They consider owls' brains easy to observe, and because their line of work is in conducting experiments like these on owls, they already have a lot of data on owls to compare to. But that's ridiculous. Owls are not miniature flying humans. Experimenters say they want to understand something about vision and hearing that could help humans, but owl vision and hearing are not remotely comparable to that of humans, aside from being orders of magnitude more acute. Owls use different parts of their brains than humans to process visual and audio stimuli. These owls are also, because they're restrained for up to 12 hours at a time and tortured, they're highly stressed. They can't even yield information for experimenters that reflects anything about owls in their natural environment. The lead Johns Hopkins experimenter even admitted just a few months ago that experiments on head-restrained animals, again, a category that would include these owls, are prone to misinterpretation. Animal experimentation, rather than human-focused methods, hinder rather than advance science and medicine.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking to Asher Smith, litigation manager for the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals Foundation. Do you think what one of the issues might be is as we're making progress in terms of not using chimpanzees and not using primates and not using animals, that there are some weak links where in the law that such that research facilities are trying to use animals that they aren't as regulated, or do most of these laws, are they general enough to cover all animals, or are they very specific?
That's exactly the question that's at the crux of our lawsuit. So a little background for your listeners. There's a federal law that dates back to 1966 called the Animal Welfare Act. It imposes some very basic minimum standards of humane treatment for animals used in labs. But in 2002, Congress passed an amendment to the Animal Welfare Act drafted by Jesse Helms, a senator from North Carolina, that banned birds, mice, and rats born in labs from enjoying the benefits of the Animal Welfare Act. Now, that's tens of millions of birds, mice, and rats every year used in labs, 99% of the animals used in labs, who don't enjoy any protections of the Animal Welfare Act. This loophole is what allows experiments like this and facilitates them.
Okay. So, you know, what's interesting, you know, on my show, people are very nervous about, you know, how quickly we made the COVID vaccine. And I think they did an amazing job, and I'm excited about our progress with the COVID vaccine. But as they're starting to look at children and pregnant women, people are demanding more studies. Yet, it's very hard to study on pregnant women and children. What is the... And I don't want to use the word compromise because we don't want anybody subjected, animals or humans or kids or fetuses, to science. But where do we go next so that we aren't experimenting on vulnerable populations, but we can also assure communities that this has been studied thoroughly for safety?
Sure thing. Animal experimentation is a crutch that, as I said, hinders rather than advances scientific progress. There are numerous alternatives to animal experimentation. If the Animal Welfare Act applied, Johns Hopkins University experimenters would have had to seriously evaluate those alternatives to these experiments on animals. And those alternatives would include, for example, advanced imaging technology, computational modeling, mathematical modeling that would allow experimenters to better understand the human brain. These alternatives are out there, but as long as federal law makes it really easy to access grant money by torturing some owls, they're going to opt for that.
You know, I watch these endangered species lists, and I sometimes feel that we as humans are kind of helpless in terms of protecting some of them, you know, in terms of their habitats and climate change. And I know we don't have that much time left, but, you know, being so passionate about animals, what can we do, you know, to help preserve our animals? You know, what are some things that we could do?
Sure thing. Well, one of them is that PETA has engaged in a years-long letter-writing campaign to Johns Hopkins from members of the public that your listeners can participate in, telling Johns Hopkins to end these experiments today. That's if they go to PETA.org/owls, they can tell Johns Hopkins these experiments have to stop. Now, you also mentioned the Endangered Species Act. I can tell you that PETA has brought a ton of cases under the Endangered Species Act to try to protect animals held in sham sanctuaries at roadside zoos, including those operated by the main characters of the Netflix show Tiger King. We've managed to save tons of these animals, but the first thing your listeners can do to save these animals is not go to facilities like this. Don't give your money to anyone who exploits animals, whether that's trying to keep your tax money from going to animal abusers, or whether it's not buying tickets to go to sham facilities that have been battled.
Asher, thank you so much for joining us, and can't wait to have you back. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair to dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, me being middle-aged, you know, I kind of worry about my income. I worry about if there's going to be Medicare for me, there's going to be Social Security. I feel I've been paying my dues. I've been paying taxes and a lot of taxes this whole time. And it's a little frustrating for me as a taxpayer to be kind of told that just wasn't enough and we aren't doing a good enough job. And maybe we're not doing a good enough job. And I feel like I've done my part. I've worked my butt off. I have worked hours. I've worked multiple hours. I've done free work of my 80 to 100 hour work weeks on average. I probably only get paid for maybe 40 of them. And so, you know, that's not even including, you know, what goes to taxes. So, you know, I want to feel like I help make this world a better place. And then we find out that, well, we might need to do better. Nope. Public school is K through 12. Should it be longer? Should public school include pre-K all the way to college? Well, if so, we need more money. Now, luckily I'm not rich. Luckily I'm not in that tax bracket, or possibly at this point, unless they change it, who they're going to tax to pay for the American Families Plan. But right now the Biden administration wants a $1.8 trillion American Families Plan that will include $200 billion for universal preschool, $400 billion for 2 years of universal free community college, grants, there's going to for Dreamers and their schooling, there's going to be also money for, let me actually read this, I apologize, I'm having trouble seeing this because I'm getting older. There's going to be $9 billion in teacher training, $225 billion to ensure no low-end and middle-income families spend more than 7% of their income on child care, $225 billion for national comprehensive paid family and medical leave to guarantee 12 weeks of paid parental, family, and personal illness safe leave by year 10 of the program, as well as multiple other. So, you know, it's interesting. I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Is it that we have been failing? And if other countries are able to have family leave and pay for moms and dads to be home when they have the baby and all that, you know, should we be doing that? You know, all this time we would say, well, employers need to pay for this. Employers need to pay for this. And as we saw with the ACA, if the employers don't, they're going to be fined. Well, when employers' backs broke, there's only so much the government can force people to do. So then they're going to take it on themselves, so then we'll pay for it. So if you can't make all employers pay for people's maternity and paternity leave, then fine, we'll do it. And then everybody's going to have to chip in. Now, looking at the school issue, the preschool, the college, when it came to preschool, you know, I was being a working woman. It wasn't that rare. Most women I know held a job because most families needed two incomes. And so having to pay for daycare was pretty painful because not only am I working and as a resident, you were averaging like $1.50 an hour, but I needed the baby somewhere. I couldn't be with the baby. And I needed to pay, I don't know how many hundreds of dollars a month to make sure that baby was taken care of. And then I'm trying to work, hubby's trying to work. It was a stressor. It was a huge stressor. And then when issues would happen with schools closing or not having funding, now the kids moving around. And kindergarten was when we said, all right, that's when kids go to school. Well, that's kind of arbitrary. That's a little old school. That's decades old. The average kid is in some sort of a school facility. And I've always suggested that education start earlier. We don't need to teach kids to read when they're five. Start teaching kids to read when they're three. They can learn about letters. There's a lot of things the young kids can learn that we haven't been exposing them to because kindergarten doesn't start till they're five. Some of them five and a half, almost six, depending on state laws on when they can go to school. So preschool, to me, would imply, if we did do this and if we did pay for it, would imply there being curriculum. Now, needs to be a curriculum that I think is apolitical, but if kids are going to get exposed to language, and by the way, can we add a second language? If you really want a kid to be bilingual, we need to introduce that second language early. I would be a fan of there being education, just the public education system, expanding to pre-K a year or two. I'm okay with that. I think it would help. I think it would really help. Unless, of course, the parents opt out because the kids get to be home with parents. Now, in terms of college, this is where it starts to get a little, to me, a little bit more dicey. Because we are supposed to, in high school, already train people to read, write, and be at a level where they could get a job and hold a job by high school. I think people, by the time they leave high school, should know how to balance a checkbook, they should know how to exercise, should know how to eat right, should know CPR, should know self-defense, should know how to get a job, how to interview. I think there should be all these skills taught in high school. Apparently, it hasn't been good enough. Somebody having a high school diploma, yeah, they could get jobs, but people with college are getting the jobs. Now, everybody has a college or a high school education, so college. Now, it's had to step up, so now you're competing. So what the Biden administration wants to do is kind of increase the playing field and let more people get college education. But then what does that turn into? If everybody has their 2 years of college, is that just looked upon as an extended high school? Is an associate's degree going to have the same value if it looks like it's an extension of high school? Now, I would be for it if everybody gets to learn a trade and gets to use that to go into higher education, where some people can go into welding, some can go into plumbing, some can go into electrician, some can go into construction, some can go into cooking, some can go into medicine. If everybody gets to choose a track to where by the time those 2 years are done, they have a skill, I think we could be, you know, onto something big. But if it's just, no, you guys get more math, you get more English, you get to pick some electives, and then you get to have a piece of paper that says associate's degree, I think that's going to dilute already the value of an associate's degree. So if you change this 2 years community college where every single person graduates with a trade, I mean, you could actually do this now in high school. If we revamp the curriculum in high school, we could already have this in high school and not need to spend all this money on community college for everybody. But if high schools are overwhelmed, there's that. So that's my idea. I don't know if anybody's going to listen to it. Then, paying for paid maternity and paternity leave. I got to tell you, I did not like being in a position where I had to choose between my kids and work. And I chose work. I had to. I had bills to pay. I had loans to pay. So, yes, it would be nice. Now, does that mean the government has to pay for it? Does it mean it's the government's job? The government's duty? Is it my neighbor's duties to pay for however many babies I want? I do get a little nervous as a woman having government starting to be a little bit more involved then and more into my reproductive, you know, kind of thing. I want the government out. I want the government staying out. So, you know, if I want to have five babies, you know, I have to ask the government to, you know, pay for me to be off to be with those babies. So I think it could open up a can of worms, but I do think that America is behind other countries in terms of their being paid leave. 1-877-DOT-VALLEY, don't go away.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.